Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadikarap, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial core, poor nation, in the post-constitutional cheese-covered bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy, mockracy, criminocracy, of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And you know, you don't have too many people making public apologies these days. I don't know if it's an ego thing or whatever, you know, to come right out and say, look, I've made a mistake, I'm sorry. You know, but as a vegan and as an animal, I want to show our sincerity to, you know, to want to do things right. So, you know, I have to admit, you know, with the new science just coming out this past week, you know, I have to apologize for the way that I've been, you know, so for many years on this radio show, attempting to create hysteria in the public, suggesting that meat and dairy cause 18% of all global warming gases, making it the number one culprit, you know, at 18%. Yes, it would have been to blame at 18% for more than all transportation combined. And, you know, then year after year, I would tell you that, you know, get rid of that hamburger, get rid of that glass of milk, piece of cheese, scoop of ice cream, container of yogurt. Oh, by the way, you know, all the health reasons over the years, the heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, obesity, you know, on and on. All of those still apply, you know, but I do have to apologize, blaming cow agriculture for producing methane, a greenhouse gas estimated to be 20 times more deadly than carbon. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes when you have a goal in life, you'll just do anything to make it come true. And, you know, all my life, there was just that little voice inside my head saying,
oh, new one, I know, you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
So that's why you would hear me say things like, meat and dairy at 18% of greenhouse gases cause global warming more than all transportation combined, and methane is 23 times more dangerous than carbon, and, you know, but, I'm not going to pull some liar Smith here, you know, vegetarian myth thing on you and say I've been vegan for 20 years and now I realize veganism destroys the environment, even though if I said it, I could have a book that's a premium on KPFA too. Yes, donate enough to KPFA, you get a book that tells you that, oh yes, vegetarianism destroys the environment. So, in fact, I think that's why we're having a protest at KPFA on Monday, November 2nd, noon to 3 p.m., 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley, because it censors vegan and animal rights programming and promotes books that, ooh, if I would only say that going vegan destroys the environment, but I can't say that because there's a new study that's come out from Worldwide Watch Institute, and it's from Robert Goodland and Jeff Anhang, and you know something, everything I've been saying about greenhouse gases and methane and all, not true. You know, meat and dairy actually cause not 18%, but 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Meat and dairy don't just account for more global warming gases than all transportation combined. At 51%, meat and dairy account for more than everything else that wouldn't be meat and dairy combined, right? At 51%. And methane now is estimated to be 70 times more deadly. So Goodland and Anhang write that whenever the causes of climate change are discussed, fossil fuel tops the list. Oil, natural gas, and especially coal are indeed major sources of human-caused emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. But we believe that the life cycle and supply chain of domesticated animals raised for food have been vastly underestimated as a source of GHGs, meaning greenhouse gases, and by the way, carbon, CO2. and in fact account for at least half of all human-caused GHGs. And this, if this argument is right, it implies that replacing livestock products with better earth alternatives, perhaps I should say vegan here, would be the best strategy for reversing climate change. In fact, this approach would be far more would have far more rapid effects on GHG emissions and their atmospheric concentrations, and thus on the rate of climate warming, than actions to replace fossil fuels with renewable energy. I'm continuing to quote here, livestock are already well known to contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. Livestock's long shadow, the widely cited 2006 report by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, estimates that 7,516 million metric tons per year of CO2 equivalents, or 18% of annual worldwide GHG emissions, are attributable to cattle, buffalo, sheep, goats, camels, horses, pigs, and poultry. That amount would easily qualify livestock for a hard look indeed in the search for ways to address climate change. But our analysis shows that livestock and their byproducts actually account for at least 32,564 million tons of CO2 per year, or 51% of annual worldwide GHG emissions. So the United Nations estimates 7,560 million metric tons, and this report, 32,564 million metric tons. We could say billions here, right? And it goes on with the big picture. It says that we show that 25,048 million tons of CO2 attributable to livestock have been undercounted or overlooked. Of that subtotal, 3,000 million tons are misallocated and 22,048 million tons are entirely uncounted. When uncounted tons are added to the global inventory of atmospheric GHGs, that inventory rises from 41,755 million tons to 63,803 million tons. So, you know, and it's amazing because I did have one of the co-chairs of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change on this program, and it was amazing. It was like pulling teeth from him. These are so the governments have misunderestimated the impact of meat and dairy on climate change. So getting back to this important World Watch Institute release here now, quoting, it says, more to the point, livestock, like automobiles, are a human invention and convenience, not part of pre-human times, and a molecule of CO2 exhaled by livestock is no more natural than one from an auto tailpipe. Moreover, while over time an equilibrium of CO2 may exist between the amount respired by animals and the amount photosynthesized by plants, that equilibrium has never been static. Today, tens of billions more livestock are exhaling CO2 than in pre-industrial days, while Earth's photosynthetic capacity to keep carbon out of the atmosphere is diminishing sharply, it says here. So carbon dioxide from livestock respiration accounts for 21% of anthropogenic GHGs worldwide, according to a 2005 estimate by British physicist Alan Calvert. Well, the United Nations totally ignored carbon emissions from respiration. You know, there are so many underestimates here, so many misunderestimates, and we will continue in the weeks ahead to examine this very important report here because it's really shattering our beliefs and the need to I mean, you have to go vegan now. Ronald McDonald is the number one eco-terrorist. We have to go vegan now to save the planet. Things are much more alarming than we had even imagined from the alarming reports from the United Nations. So, and now methane is being estimated to be 70, over 70 times more of a dangerous greenhouse gas than carbon, when before it was estimated to be 23 times. We have to go vegan. And you want to know how to go vegan? We'll have Sonny Mueller on today's program, and he's with Vegetarian House and Loving Hut in the Bay Area. So, I mean, now you want to go vegan to save the planet, to end global warming, you know, for Forget about miles per gallon. Forget about turning the water off when you're shaving your legs. You have to go vegan. So we have the food suggestions for you today from Sunny Mueller. Also coming up on today's program, Amy Hetkoff talks about her book, The Inner World of Farm Animals. We don't want to eat them to save the environment. We don't want to eat them because of who they are. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support the program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to pay for the airtime. Supporting this show supports Progressive Radio. Donate online, please, at goveganradio.com.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live-active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized, GT's 100% kombucha, and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia. Now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3, vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at cynthiakingdance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKTS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I once again would like to invite you to support this radio program. We have to purchase the airtime. If you support Progressive Radio, please make a donation to Go Vegan Radio. We support the radio stations who air this show and therefore give a voice to the animals, to the voiceless, to environmental sustainability, and a voice for improved human health. You can make your donation online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Well, we talk a lot about the reasons not to eat animals, lately especially related to global warming and saving the environment, but who are the animals? Whom do we eat? Today, my guest is Amy Hadkoff. She's normally a child and family advocate, a parenting educator, and author and filmmaker. But her latest book is The Inner World of Farm Animals. And the book is to bring the emotional, social, and intellectual capacities of farm animals to life. And there's a foreword by Jane Goodall. And Ms. Hadkoff has spent much of her career raising awareness about the needs of children and families in America. And she collaborated with New Screen Concepts to produce Rob Reiner's The First Years Last Forever, a home video addressing children's emotional needs and development. And also has been involved as the author of How to Save the Children, published by Simon and Schuster, a book drawing attention to the suffering of children related to poverty and neglect. And she has also authored You Are My World, How a Parent's Love Shapes a Baby's Mind. Actually, at the request of Al Gore, she conceived of and developed a plan for a national parenting education program and has coordinated various programs and has gotten a lot of media attention for it. So welcome to the program today, Amy.
Thanks, Bob, for having me on your show.
Yeah. So now how did we leap? It seems like if we look at the resume, it has a lot to do with children, family. In a world of farm animals, where's the jump?
What happened? How did that happen? I was actually finishing a sequel to a book that I had written about babies, and one of my goals had been to raise awareness of how aware and feeling and intelligent babies are right from the start, right when they're born. And I was finishing a sequel. I had done a book about young babies, and I was writing about toddlers. And actually, I was on the bus, the Third Avenue bus in New York City, and I saw a sign. I cannot exactly remember what the sign was or who had produced it, but it depicted farm animals and their suffering, and I was looking literally into the eyes of the animals, and I felt it was like a lightning bolt came over me, and I felt that suddenly I felt that I had to speak for the farm animals, that there was so much
for those babies too, for those babies too, right? If you look in their eyes, right?
It was the same thing to me in that moment, that there was tremendous consciousness and awareness in these animals. And, you know, so this, I had this idea, and it was a very strong idea. But for me, Bob, I didn't know very much about farm animals. I had been a vegetarian on and off since I was 19, but it wasn't that I really knew who the animals were. You know, this was a subject I didn't know that much about.
Mm-hmm. Most of us don't, or we'd be vegans a lot earlier in our lives. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I put together a proposal, and this book was born, basically.
And the questions and answers related to the book are what?
Well, you know, the essence of the book is really to begin, you know, raising awareness of who the animals are and to awaken greater, deeper compassion and understanding. There have been three titles. I'm not so happy with the final title, I'll confess. The first title was Hear Me With Your Heart, See Me With Your Soul, The second title was Closer Than We Think, and that's the title that I think really speaks mostly to what's in the book, because after doing the research, after spending the time on the sanctuaries, after speaking to the people who run the sanctuaries and have had profound experiences with the farm animals, after having had many profound experiences myself with the animals, you know, it is clearer than clear that there is no difference between dogs and cats, and that they are very close to us.
You're saying among dogs and cats and cows and pigs, and you're saying...
No difference between, you know, the farm animals or the companion animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also saying that there's so many similarities with us. And, you know, Darwin said it in the late 1800s, that the difference is in degree, not in kind.
Mm. And so what similarities do you see?
Okay, well, they problem solve. They are fully aware, fully sentient. They think about their past. They plan for the future. They're altruistic. They live by moral codes. They're highly attuned to one another. For example, if a cow is with another cow who is upset, that cow doesn't eat as much. He doesn't learn his tasks as well. Male sheep prefer the faces of female sheep who look like the male sheep's mother. Chickens can count and use geometric principles. A friend of mine had just had a baby, and I was doing a lot of research with this wonderful woman, Leslie Rogers, in Australia, who talks about how human babies, when they're about 8 months old, they have a sense of object permanence, which means if they can't see... Prior to that time in their life, if they see something and then it's removed, they can't hold it in mind. They can't remember that it exists. Well, chickens know right from the start that things exist, even if they can't see it. And there's many things that they can do in advance of human babies. So my friend later confessed that they used to say to her daughter, "Don't worry, Emma, one day you'll be as smart as a chicken."
But great.
You know, I could go on and on and on with the similarities.
Ooh,
and
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, sorry. What were you going to say?
No, you could go on with the similarities. I kind of like them. Although I'm looking for humans who have such great qualities. I'm trying to think of one.
Well, that is such an interesting point, too, because, you know, the animals, you know, the more time I spend with the animals, and most recently, particularly goats or horses, there is something about, you know, their awareness. And I called a friend of mine. I was up at the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary, mm-hmm. Farm Animal Sanctuary in Woodstock, New York,
mm-hmm.
Founded by Jenny Brown and her husband, Doug Brown.
Sure.
I think it's actually Doug Abel. And I was with this goat, and I was in this pasture, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, if anything were ever wrong with me, I'd like to spend some time with this goat. I've never felt calmer in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a friend, and I was explaining this to her, and I thought she was going to think I'm a total nut. And she said, no, Amy, there's actually science on that. There's research that goats have a therapeutic impact. And they used to refer to George Stephanopoulos as Clinton's goat, and said that they would put him in the room to keep Clinton calm. And they put goats in with wild racehorses. So along with what you said, I think the animals have such tremendous gifts, you know, for us. So I think that what's happening to them and what we're doing to them, you know, it is horrific. And on the flip side of that, we are losing so much by not knowing them, you know, and not seeing the gifts that they have. I mean, we know that, you know, the healing aspects of horses and, you know, animals are incredibly therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully to themselves. I mean, right? I mean, hopefully.
Well, yes, and certainly to themselves. And you know, there are stories in throughout the book about how they save one another's lives, and pigs who've jumped in to water to rescue a dog or to rescue a human, or, you know, pig who laid herself in the middle of the street till help came when her owner had a heart attack. And, you know, they're amazing. They're tremendous beings, you know. And so that was part of the book, was to use the research. You know, this is not anthropomorphizing the animals. This has been documented. And that, you know, it sort of blew my mind and broke my heart that there is so much evidence about the sentience of farm animals.
The animals who are on farms do have emotional, social, and intellectual capacities that aren't met, and, you know, what happens to them is a total betrayal. Of course, you know, we feel good when we're around animals and we're being stewards and, you know, helping them and being kind to them and rescuing, but, you know, obviously, what happens in animal exploitation, you know, is a real strong mark against our morality, really.
So. Well, you know, Gandhi said, and this, you know, this quote has been repeated and repeated, but the greatness of a nation, you know, the moral progress of a nation could be judged by the way, you know, its animals are being treated.
So we have long way to go.
Yes, I think the animals really are mirrors for what we are doing. You know, they're almost bearing witness to our inhumanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. If people can get the book, The Inner World of Farm Animals,
yes,
Amy Hadcuff, how?
Yeah, they can get it in, you know, wherever books are sold, and they can also get it online, Amazon and numerous other sites. And the book just went into its second printing, and I want to thank all those people out there who have been supporting it and embracing it. And, you know, it's been an amazing experience, and I think we should all say a prayer for the animals and keep up with all this good work.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Amy. And for anybody who wants to be kind to the animals, go vegan.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
You don't want meat? It's time to try Stuff I Eat, an urban fine dining experience. Vegan, organic, eco-friendly. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market Street near Manchester and Englewood. Visit stuffieat.com. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Stuff I Eat, 310-671-0115. Stuff I Eat, world-famous tacos that had them lined up around the block every week at the Agape Center. They're a specialty at Stuff I Eat, where entrees include the organic soul food platter, enchilada pie, organic portobello burrito, quesadillas, and so much more. Smoothies, juice drinks, desserts, high-quality urban dining, not high prices, the closest vegan restaurant to LAX. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market in Englewood. StuffIEat.com. 310-671-0115.
VeganEssentials.com, your online superstore, vegan owned and operated, with over 1,200 all vegan items in stock. Call 866-88-VEGAN, 866-88-VEGAN. What's new at VeganEssentials.com? Ryan Wilson, owner, says you have to try Dandy's vegan marshmallows, and the new Go Max Go Vegan candy bars are definitely setting a standard. Free UPS ground shipping in the continental USA. VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. VeganEssentials.com. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3 vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Now available at PETAcatalog.org. The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights by PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk is the must-have guide for compassionate living. From how to eat healthfully and humanely to choosing cruelty-free cosmetics and clothing, the PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights is loaded with facts, fascinating stories, inspiration, resources, and hundreds of simple ways to live a lifestyle that's kind to animals and the planet. Order your copy today at PETAcatalog.org.
Does all the blocks to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist, 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, EdieCobble.com. That's spelled EdieCobble.com. Board certified. Call me now, 562-233-6714, EdieCobble.com.
From composer and pianist Renee Smith, it's Song of the Sirens, Seasons, the DVD. Original music and photography by Renee Smith. Enjoy the beautiful scenery, the colors of the seasons in the woods of New England, set to the music of Renee Smith.
You must listen with your heart and must be quiet for this to start.
Seasons, available from songofthesirens.com. Songofthesirens.com. It's Seasons from Renee Smith.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. You'll love it too. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Announcing All You Can Eat Buffet every Sunday
11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., just $11.95. See the everyday menu at thegreenscafe.com. Everyday favorites include appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee. There's a kids' menu. Greens Cafe. That's 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering available. Call 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. And now Go Vegan with Bob Linden presents Vegan Dogs, Cats, and Companion Animal Healthcare with veterinarian Dr. Armitage May, veganvet.net. Sponsored by VDog, high-protein vegan dog food. Order online at VDogFood.com. Free shipping, VDog. Call 888-280-8364. Is it time for your dog to go vegan? Then it's time for V-Dog. After considering the repulsive ingredients of commercial dog food, the widespread allergies dogs suffer from animal ingredients, and the moral and ethical dilemma, is it time for your dog to go vegan? Then it's time for you to order V-Dog. Generations of dogs have thrived on the complete balanced nutrition of high-protein V-Dog, the original vegan dog food from the only totally vegan dog food company. Order V-Dog at VDogFood.com or toll-free at 888-280-8364 and give your dog all of the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals he or she needs. 20% protein, made in the USA in small batches from human-grade ingredients, exceeding all AAFCO dog food nutritional profiles. Order at VDogFood.com or 888-280-8364. VDog supports animal rights causes, so of course it's never tested on animals like some commercial brands. VDog Food, VDog.com. Call toll-free 888-280-8364, VDogFood.com. And now Go Vegan with Bob Linden presents Vegan Dogs, Cats, and Companion Animal Healthcare with veterinarian Dr. Armitage May, veganvet.net. Sponsored by VDog, high-protein vegan dog food. Order online at VDogFood.com. Free shipping, VDog. Call 888-280-8364. We're starting a new feature, Vegan Cats and Dogs and Healthcare for Companion Animals, with Armitage May, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, who serves the West Los Angeles and Santa Monica area. Welcome, Dr. May, to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here today. More and more people are choosing to have their dogs and cats be vegan, and there are all sorts of reasons, one of which I think has to do with the quality or lack thereof of commercial pet food. And I think that you've addressed this subject in the past. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a valid concern. A lot of commercial pet foods these days contain what are called meat byproducts, which are basically the reject slaughterhouse waste products which don't go into the human food chain and may be responsible for the large increase in cancers and other degenerative diseases that we're seeing in our companion animals these days.
So it's what's swept off the slaughterhouse floor, huh?
Well, basically, diseased body parts, cancerous lesions, beaks, feathers, bone meal, livers, lungs, parts of the body of the slaughtered animal, which would not be put into human food. Not that I would be eating any of that. I'm a vegan. But the diseased body parts certainly wouldn't be put into food fit for human consumption or deemed fit for human consumption, yet it is routinely put into pet foods designed for dogs and cats to eat.
Mm. And aren't there allergies associated with meat consumption for dogs?
There can be, certainly. Skin problems are a leading cause of a visit to the vet. And after fleas, being probably the number one cause of flea allergy being the number one cause of dermatitis, after that we see food allergy as a very, very common cause of skin itching and scratching and dermatitis in dogs and cats. And they can be allergic to chicken or beef protein sometimes. And in those instances, switching to a vegetarian diet brings these dogs and cats a lot of relief from these symptoms.
Dr. Armitage May, how do people contact you? Website, et cetera?
VeganVet.net is my website, and they can reach me through there. All my information is on the site.
So that's VeganVet.net, and we thank VDog for sponsoring this segment. It's Vegan Cats and Dogs and Healthcare for Companion Animals with Dr. Armitage May. We'll do this on a weekly basis.
VDog,
high-protein vegan dog food. Over 10 generations of healthy dogs are proof dogs thrive on V-Dog, balanced, healthy, meat-free nutrition. Many dogs have experienced improved dental hygiene, healthier skin and coat, improved digestion and weight management, increased energy, produced in the USA, developed without any animal testing. For listeners of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the UK, approved by the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, sold in the UK under the name Happy Dog, HAPPIDOG. Here in the USA, it's V-Dog. Order online. Free shipping. VDogFood.com. Call toll-free 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. VDogFood.com.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, where you hear all the reasons to go vegan. Is that important enough to be on the radio? Well, please support us so we can be on. You can donate, make a tax-deductible donation online at goveganradio.com, or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. You hear the most important information about global warming, deforestation, health, animal suffering, and now with all of this this important news about global warming, even more alarming than we had imagined, with new studies coming out this past week. I think a lot of people over the years have said to me, okay, you've convinced us. Now, what do we eat? Where do we eat? Well, go to Vegetarian House. If you're anywhere in Northern California, you go to Vegetarian House. It's one of my favorite restaurants, also Loving Hut. And today we want to speak to Sunny Mueller of Vegetarian House in San Jose. And welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Sunny.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and thank you very much, for when I see you at Vegetarian House, for having some of the best cuisine available anywhere. You're one of my favorite restaurants in the world, and I hear a lot of people in the San Jose area who aren't even vegetarian come there, and it's one of their favorite restaurants, too.
Yeah, that's what they're telling us. We've noticed an increase in patronage recently. More people now are telling us that they want to eat vegetarian, not only for their own health and the health of the animals, but for the health of the planet. I think people now are starting to see that going vegetarian or eating animal-free is one of the ways in which we can benefit our planet, helping to stop global warming. And they can do that by having it taste great. They say even though they're not vegetarian, they eat at our restaurant because it's their favorite restaurant in San Jose, just because it tastes good.
Mm. Well, then that would mean it would be their favorite food every day if they could have it then, because it would taste good every day, and it's certainly healthier than what they're eating when they're not eating there, if they're eating meat and dairy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And and that's why there is a trend now of more vegan restaurants are opening up.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, now there's Loving Hut. That's a new vegan chain which is opening up worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And you were involved with the opening of the very first one in the U.S. of A.
Yes, actually, we're managing the one in Milpitas, which was the first one to open up in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of about 10 now, and also the second one in Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really catching on. At lunchtime, you actually have to wait to get a table if you go to the restaurant. Now they're getting that busy.
Well, and they should be. That's where the real food is when people come to think about it. And Vegetarian House is at 520 East Santa Clara, downtown San Jose, and it's vegetarianhouse.us. There's also lovinghut.us. And, right now with new information about global warming, I mean, what's shocking coming out of the World Watch Institute that, we kept saying that, methane is 23 times more deadly than even carbon. And now by new estimates, it's over 70 times more. So that burger, that becomes that much more deadly. And I think you have some great burgers going there too, right, Sunny?
Yes, we do have burgers. We got great burgers. People always tell us how much they enjoy them and how much, actually, people who like meat, who are used to eating meat, they tell us how much it tastes like meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because food is basically flavor and texture, and if you flavor the food correctly, there's so many different flavors. You can get flavors from you know, the fields, from the oceans. You know, the plant kingdom is huge. You can create any flavor you want, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then to texture food is, you know, you can texture the food any way you like also. And so you can create anything. You know, vegetarianism is really creative. And we put a lot of love into the food we're making. And it really comes out. You know, people really feel the difference.
Definitely.
After they eat it.
And it's a beautiful presentation. I have so many favorites there. And the desserts are favorites too. You know, the vegan ice cream-like desserts and cakes and all. But, I mean, it's just a healthful menu too. It's all organic and vegan. And, well, now, it goes back, what, about 15 years, Vegetarian House?
That's correct, Bob. Yeah, we were open 15 years ago.
And what's the motivation? I mean, now it's really caught on, but 15 years ago, I think it might be less popular. And how did you get started? What's the motivation for Vegetarian House, now, you know, 100% organic and vegan?
Yeah, well, it was really a vision, you know, that we could all live in peace, you know, live in peace, love and harmony between the animals and humans, you know, having respect and compassion for all life. And love for all beings is a very noble quality, you know. And there is an alternative way of living. We wanted to show people that, you know, there is an alternative way. They don't have to eat meat, and they can be much healthier for it.
And they don't have to participate in the killing of animals, therefore.
Yeah, and it's a pure meal. You know, all our meals are, well, nothing was harmed in the making of the meal. Basically, if we can't grow it ourselves, we won't cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are starting to realize, I mean, that's been a benchmark of our success. We've seen, and many of our customers are telling us that now they've actually become vegetarian because of the restaurant. Because
mm-hmm.
originally they didn't know what a vegetarian eats. I mean, they figured they can't eat lettuce and tofu all the time.
Right.
But that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, the vegetarian, it's a cuisine. It's
such a rich cuisine, yes. And don't you have a number of chefs specializing in various international cuisines? And
yeah, we split our kitchen up into different areas, and we bring flavors from all over the world into one menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we have flavors from, say, Thailand, from India, from China, from Taiwan, from Vietnam, from the Americas to Europe, and, you know, all over the world, incorporating into one menu. So you can have, you know, try flavors from all over the world at one meal.
Mm-hmm. And what would some of the favorite dishes be there? If somebody were coming for the first time, what would some of the favorites be that you would recommend?
Well, at the moment, the number one selling dish would have to be the spicy cha-cha. It's a dish made out of yam flour, but it actually looks and tastes quite similar to shrimp. And we bread it, and we cook it with onions and garlic and chili. Well, it has a great flavor.
Mm.
And people, you know, I haven't met one person yet who hasn't liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And also our heavenly salad, and we have a lot of great soups and noodle soups. And, you know, we've got spaghettis and lasagnas and soy proteins. We divide our menu up into different categories. Say we have something called earth, which would be something which comes from the fields, and ocean, which would be something which comes from the ocean, and the heavens, which would be, say, things can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who are looking to make that bridge, to come from a meat-eating diet to a vegetarian diet, this, we're hoping to offer them a bridge to bring them across and to try the cuisine and see how good it is. And not only how good it is, but also it's much healthier for their body. It's something, you know, if more people would adopt, you know, a vegetarian diet, it would make cancer and heart disease a rarity rather than a common occurrence.
Mm-hmm. And it's in such a delicious way. I mean, it's not a sacrifice at all. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I love eating at Vegetarian House. I love Loving Hut. And I really appreciate your support of this radio program and, you know, that you're doing it for the right reasons, for kindness to animals and the environment, human health. And you've taken food to an art form. I mean, it's a dining experience.
Yeah, we really do pride ourselves in, you know, we put a lot of love into our food, and we take, like, when we see our restaurant full, you know, it gives us such happiness, really, like the whole team here, because one of our real motivations is to know that animals are not suffering. And when we see people eating vegetarian and more people are eating vegetarian, that means less animals are suffering also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, an animal is much the same as us. They feel love, they feel joy, they feel pain, sadness, happiness. And to think that all these animals are crammed into these factory farms night and day for their entire lives, and it's just not necessary.
Right. It's not necessary. It causes apparently all the ills of the world, really, if you count them down.
Yes, it does. It's staggering how much it's destroying our planet. Mm-hmm. For example, livestock long shadow from the United Nations has stated that it generates more greenhouse gases than all the cars, trains, planes combined on the planet.
Well, wait a second. You know something, Sonny? And we're updating that information this week from the World Watch Institute. It's, you know, they used to talk about it being 18% of global warming and more than all transportation combined. It turns out now they're estimating it's causing 51% of global warming, which means it's more than anything else combined. You combine any other activity other than meat and dairy, and meat and dairy are causing global warming, you know, more than combining everything. You have to see this World Watch Institute. You're going to have to redo all your menus and everything upward. It's like, you know, sound the alarm bells. It's really incredible what the United Nations missed in its estimate.
That's incredible. But that's also great news. That's great news. That means we have the power to stop it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in our hands. If everybody decides to make vegan choices, mm-hmm. you know, it's this powerful choice can be made by everyone, you know, every day. Just make the choice to be vegan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we make these vegan choices, we're standing up for the meekest among us, those who rely entirely on our compassion and love.
Yes.
And at the same time, we're saving our planet. You know, we're doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for the animals, and for our children, for everybody.
Yeah, and find out how good it tastes. Yeah, you just go to Vegetarian House or Loving Hut. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara, downtown San Jose, vegetarianhouse.us, lovinghut.us. Sonny, we have about maybe 30 seconds left. If we missed anything you wanted to get to, Sonny Mueller from Vegetarian House and Loving Hut, in particular in Milpitas in Palo Alto.
Come down, try it. I'm sure you'll like it. It's guaranteed.
It is. It really is. I mean, you know, anybody. Yeah, that's the challenge. You know, bring your friends who are meat eaters. They'll love it. You know, everybody loves it. So, it's delicious. It's easy to transition and help save the planet. Go vegan. Save the planet. Save your children. Thanks, Sonny, for being with us here today.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized. GT's 100% kombucha and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing tart and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or takeout. 818-360-3997.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia, now in Southern California, in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3, vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at CynthiaKingDance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. For archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to GoVeganRadio.com. Ah, it's National Primate Liberation Week, and shame on those vivisectors at UCLA. You know, they put an ad in the LA Times in support of animal research, and then they're out there countering the demonstrations against vivisection. You know, like, we want to hurt more animals. We want to hurt more animals. Oh, well, what are you going to do, huh? We want to hurt fewer animals. We don't want to hurt any animals. And we don't want anyone to lose an arm and a leg in the cost of attending our World Vegan Day commemoration dinner. It's on Tuesday, November 2nd, 7 p.m. at Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant in San Francisco. It's 572 O'Farrell Street. You can go to goldenerevegetarian.com. I will be there hosting the event with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Come stop by, say hi. Say hi to Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. $15 for a complete meal. That includes dinner, tax, and tip. $15. So it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and, you know, no animal gave up an arm and a leg either. If you can, please RSVP to 415-273-5481, 415-273-5481, or just show up. Celebrate the compassionate, green, and healthy lifestyle, Golden Era Vegan Restaurant, and that will be on November 2nd, Monday, 7 p.m. Also that day, we hold our protest November 2nd.
noon to 3 at KPFA for censorship of vegan issues. Don't forget the Halloween party for World Go Vegan Week. It's Saturday, Halloween evening. Go to IDAUSA.org for information on that. And the San Francisco Vegetarian Society has a potluck the following day on Sunday. So thank you for listening. And remember, you know, there's no such thing as a meat-eating environmentalist. Help save the world. Go vegan and help us get the word out. Donate at GoVeganRadio.com.